Do you find that now we can still do what you, the whole enterprising that was Live Aid, do you think we could still do that? And is it, I guess you would say, because of the internet now, that would pretty much take it all up, wouldn't it?
Well, I would think so. I mean, you know, things have changed drastically in the last 30-odd years. Maybe we did it at a time when music was king. You know, music was the be-all and end-all. You know, music's still very relevant in people's lives today. But maybe it isn't the giant that it once was. There are so many diversions distractions that you can have now, you know, entertainment-wise. So you have 24-hour music television at the, you know, press of a button, 24-hour news, 24-hour entertainment. You know, the world is a smaller place thanks to the internet, social media, you know, video games. There are many, many, many distractions for younger people. Whereas we did something using a medium they understood, which was really the only medium they had access to. So it was music, radio, television. And young people don't really engage that much with, you know, terrestrial television or, you know, live radio. They stream what they want to stream. They find what they want to find when they want to view or listen to and consume it. So it's a very different world now. But as you quite rightly point out, there are enough reasons and causes to put stuff like this together if this is the medium that will get across to people. If it's not, then it's a bit of a redundant process.
It was quite refreshing to see hands in the air, especially with, I guess, when Queen performed Radio Gaga, and you had the cameras going backwards, back away from the stage, towards the stage and behind the audience. And you look at it now and you see people's phones up, and you look at this one, you see hands up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of true. It's very telling, I suppose, isn't it?
It's changed.
It's a very different thing, you know, that, you know, now if you're, you know, have hands in the air, it's usually holding a phone in torch mode or holding a phone and filming. So people don't live the moment anymore. People record the moment and are supposed to listen to it later or watch it later, or they just share it around the world. So it's a very different time.
It is. I'd rather see it and watch it in stereo because, I mean, you get a professional recording of it. It's fantastic. If you were there and you've got the, yeah, you're distracted. So it's an unfortunate thing in some ways too with mobile phones.
Yeah, well, I think we seem to have lost living in the moment, which is a pity. And you see it at all levels of live performance. I mean, my current gripe is, you know, people firing up their phones in a cinema, and now they do it. And it's not just young people. Now they do it at concerts. They're sitting. You can see them turning the phone on and reading their social media while you're performing, and you think, well, they don't know that they light up like a light bulb in a dark audience, and I can see them. So I now call them out.
I hope you do that next this week when you come to play in the Trifford. Phones and band. But is it true that you almost joined the Sex Pistols, or were asked to join the Sex Pistols?
I was asked back in the mid-70s. I was stopped in the streets of Glasgow, my home city in Scotland, by a guy called Bernie Rhodes, who went on to manage The Clash, although I didn't know who he was at the time. And he asked me to speak to his friend round the corner. He was sitting in a car, and his friend was Malcolm McLaren, who was the most bizarre sight I had seen in Glasgow ever. And he proceeded to tell me about his involvement with the New York Dolls and, you know, in music and fashion and Vivian Westwood and his shop in King's Road and all of that stuff. And then told me about a band he was putting together. After half an hour, he asked me if I was interested in joining. But he hadn't asked if I was a musician, so I turned him down. I said, well, why would anybody, you know, ask someone to join a band because they kind of looked the part rather than the fact that they could do something, they could contribute. And of course, the band turned out to be the Pistols, but there was no question of me joining the band. It was just one of those oddities that kind of happened. And afterwards, when you realise who the band was, and you start telling people, I kind of doubted my sanity. You know, did that actually happen, or is it just something I've embellished? And of course, no, it happened, because it's been reported in various Sex Pistols and I think Malcolm's own book that it was one of these weird things. So yeah, I'm not losing any sleep over not joining.
No, I'm just wondering how long you would last in there too.
He chose the perfect people.
He did.
I couldn't imagine the Pistols with anybody else in it. So he chose the perfect band.